The New York Times reports today on problems at the Iraqi tribunal that will try Saddam Hussein. At issue, can former members of the deposed dictator's Ba'ath Party serve on the tribunal staff? New York Times correspondent John Burns writes about this today, and he joins us from Baghdad. John Burns, according to your story, the man who's insistent on getting ex-Ba'athists out of the tribunal is a figure familiar to us, the former exile leader Ahmed Chalabi. What's he done?
Well, Mr. Chalabi is never very far away from controversy here. He's now a deputy prime minister in the transitional government. He is seeking to expand his powers and to gain control over the Iraqi special tribunal that will try Saddam Hussein would be a major accretion of his power. So he is using his position as head of the so-called de-Ba'athification Committee to demand the dismissal of 28 members of the staff of the Iraqi Special Tribunal, including the chief investigative judge, several judges, including, we believe, some who would be nominated to the five-judge panel that will try Saddam Hussein, including also the head of the Witness Protection Program and the head of general security for the tribunal. These are major figures.
Are we talking about 28 people out of hundreds or out of dozens? Is this a big chunk of the staff?
It's 28 people out of about 400, but the relevant figure really here is it's 28 people out of 65 judges and prosecutors. He's not aiming at the T-boys here. He's aiming at major figures who are central to the work of the tribunal. He is saying that he's prepared to be patient in the case of 19 of the 28, including the chief investigative judge who served under Saddam Hussein. All of these people, prosecutors, judges, attorneys, went through colleges in Baghdad where a condition of admission was to be a member of the Ba'ath Party. So if you were going to choose prosecutors, judges, and investigative attorneys for a tribunal of this kind in Baghdad who had any kind of legal or, if you will, judicial experience, you were going to get people who had been members of the Ba'ath Party.
How then would it affect the process of trying Saddam Hussein or others who were high in his regime if indeed all ex-Ba'athists by that standard were purged from the tribunal staff?
Well, I think the best way to answer that is to tell you what the reaction of senior American officials working in something called the Regime Crimes Liaison Office, that is the body that has really guided, steered, and financed the Iraqi tribunal and led much of its investigative work, what those officials are saying, and they are very concerned about the disruptive effect of this to the extent that one of them, we are told, informed Prime Minister Jaffari that if Mr. Chalabi had his way, then the United States could as well take the 80 senior former Saddam Hussein officials, including Mr. Hussein himself, to The Hague.
There's a serious, broad question here, which is how clean an Iraqi's hands must be of any association with the Ba'ath Party to be considered welcome in post-Ba'athist Iraq. Is there some consensus answer to that question today among Iraqis, or is it much in dispute?
That's a very hard question to answer. I think most, at least, moderate mainstream Iraqis feel that we have to be realistic about this. All senior military positions and police positions were filled by people who were members by necessity of the Ba'ath Party. Now, it needs to be explained that there is a moderate policy on this. The policy that has been set for all other institutions other than the Iraqi Special Tribunal is that those disqualified are only those who belong to the top four ranks of the Ba'ath Party, people who could be presumptively held to some kind of account for what happened under Saddam Hussein. The Iraqi Special Tribunal in the statute that was passed by the American Occupation Authority had a different standard. It simply says in Article 33 that nobody who was a member of the Ba'ath Party at any level could serve. So Mr. Chalabi is right in saying that these people serving in the tribunal are in contravention of the law, but if that's to be literally interpreted, it's going to be very hard to find anybody with legal competence here who can serve on this tribunal, and that's certainly going to be extremely disruptive.
John Burns, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's a great pleasure.
It's John Burns, New York Times correspondent, speaking to us from Baghdad.